I'm Gregory Warner. On Rough Translation, we follow a rescue mission in real time. After an Iraqi photojournalist goes missing on the front lines.
We don't believe it. I don't believe it.
He leaves his family and his friends to try to save him.
When he said, who is this? Or like, who are you? They respond, we are the Islamic State.
From NPR's Rough Translation, listen and subscribe.
The dream team's here.
Dream team.
Dream.
Marissa LaRusso, Lindsay McKenna. Hi, everybody.
Hi, happy to be here.
Hey, Bob Boylan.
So listen, I'm a little bit in the frantic mode because A, I'm going on a Tiny Desk tour and I'm not quite ready and I got to do a lot of things. And the other is priests were just here. They did a Tiny Desk and I'm really thrilled.
It was also a truly incredible Tiny Desk. They really reimagined songs for the space, which is like, what more could you ask for?
That's exactly what we want.
Piano and everything.
Piano and everything.
So I want somebody to play the most frenetic thing that you have. Who has the most frenetic song?
That's not me.
I have something that starts out a little weird.
Okay, good.
Let's listen to a song called Gretel by the artist Sandy Alex G.
I like that because it was a great grounding, like this big anchor to the drum and the guitar, but anything else could happen.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I asked Sandy Alex G to tell me a little bit about the song. And Alex Gianscoli, who's the person behind Sandy Alex G, wrote to me and said that he had written this hook, this like very catchy hook in the middle of the song a while ago and held on to it for a minute because it felt too straightforward and he didn't really know where it would fit in a song. And then years later came up with that kind of dissonant beginning part and thought, okay, I can put this dissonant part and this very straightforward hook together and that will work as a song.
They help each other totally.
Right, yeah. Which is like so perfect. That perfectly describes why I love Alex G's music so much. It's like you can hear that he's like trying things all the time and crafty and like reaching through all these different influences, but he has this ear for hooks and for melodies that just ground the songs in, yeah, in ways that I really love.
Thanks, Marissa. Lindsay?
All right, I'm
up. Weird?
Not weird.
Pop?
Pop rock, melodic. It's kind of like right in that lane of...
That Lindsay Lane.
The band's called Hey Baby. They describe their genre as sludge, pop, slop, rock. So okay. We'll give you a good old serving of sludge, pop, slop, rock. This is called Animosity.
Yeah, so it made me want to like write a book on the history of the kick drum.
Yes,
which is the thing in the Alex G song that was that rhythm, but also the kick drum that just glued everything together.
Right, it's so insistent.
And in this song by
Hey Baby,
H-A-Y, I might add.
H-A-Y, right? Exactly, like hay for horses, not hay as in Hey Arnold, the television show.
Of course. they're both glued together by this.
Totally. And it's what I like so... I know. Okay, we need an oral history of kick drum.
Yeah.
Just pitching that for a long form, hopefully coming to NPR Music one day. But what I love about it is that that kick drum is so insistent, but it doesn't feel sinister. It's kind of tough. And that question that's, to me, sort of underpinning this whole song, why can't you keep it together just for a minute? How many times, I know, have I uttered that sentiment? So that's what I love about it. It feels really relatable. It's tough. It's relentless, but it's not totally cruel.
And I don't know Hey Baby at all, this first record?
The record's out now. This is actually their second LP, but there's been a bit of a break. It's been a couple years coming, so I, for one, am really excited to have it. It's out now. It's called They Get There.
Awesome. I knew nothing, so I'm happy to be turned on to it. I'm going to play, do you know Serotones?
Yes.
New Orleans group, very visceral, soulful band. They've got a new record coming this summer. AJ Haynes is a singer of this band. I've always loved their soulfulness and a bunch of grit in their music. AJ Haynes told me this about this new song. I'm going to play the title track of the album, which is called Power. She told me this about that song.
Sometimes when you're in the thick of the struggle, it's hard to see the possibility of change, of things getting better, but you have to keep striving. Some call it faith. I don't know what to call it. I have yet to find the right words, and all I have is this song. I hope that this song brings strength and encouragement to the people that have changed my life, and especially the women who continue to change this world for the better. This is a very strange, uncertain, and terrifying time to be a woman and to navigate the world in this body. Every time I come home and work at Hope Medical Group, which is one of the three abortion clinics in Louisiana, I'm just baffled by how people are suffering. But I'm also just encouraged by how we survive and how we thrive and how we push forward. That keeps me hopeful. We have to hope for something we can't see yet. So I hope that Power encourages people to continue the fight, even if you're scared. You know, there's just so much work to be done and we need each other. So I hope that this song just encourages everyone to keep pressing on.
Brighter days coming. time living, and I made the best with what I have been given. Will you say, prove it, honey, the way I made, I got to keep on moving.
I swear they must have, like, pressed this onto a 45, put the needle down on the record, cranked it up, put a microphone by the... They didn't do any of that, but that's what it, that's what it sounds like. It's got that, like, right-at-the-edge distortion.
Mm-hmm.
That just... love that sound and love the feel, and it makes the message that much stronger for me.
Absolutely. That moment that it just kicked in, and we all looked at each
right.
other in the studio here.
Right. I love it. That's Serotones. And the new record is called Power. That song is called Power. I need a break.
Let's take a break.
Okay. Let's take a break.
All right, we'll be right back. Swear, no kidding.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from HBO, presenting the new comedy series Los Espookies. Executive produced by Lorne Michaels of Saturday Night Live and Fred Armisen, Los Espookies is a primarily Spanish-language series that follows a group of friends who turn their love for horror into a peculiar business, providing horror for those who need it. Starring Julio Torres, Ana Fábrega, and Fred Armisen, catch Los Espookies, premiering Friday, June 14th at 11 p.m. on HBO. Support also comes from Babbel. Have you always wanted to speak a new language? Whether it's for travel, work, or brain training, Babbel's 10 to 15-minute lessons will get you speaking confidently in your new language. Choose from Spanish, French, and more. You'll learn through real-life dialogues, speech recognition, and interactive trainers. And Babbel's spaced repetition method actually makes you remember what you've learned. Download the app or go to Babbel, Babbel.com, to try Babbel for free.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm here with Marissa LaRusso. I'm here with Lindsay McKenna.
Hello.
Back from break. We've got lemonade. You know, we're here in the studio, just kicked back, relaxing. We don't have lemonade, folks.
Why not?
Next time. We'll get it next time.
All right. Good, good. What are you going to take us to, Marissa?
So it's funny. When you were playing that Serotonin song, and especially that quote from AJ, I was thinking about this song from a band called Outer Spaces. The song has a long title. It's YWLGOML, which I would imagine stands for a line in the song where she sings, "You won't let go of my line." So I think that's what that acronym is for. But Outer Spaces is this artist from Baltimore. It's the project of this woman named Cara Beth Sadolino, and she wrote this new album, Gazing Globe, which comes out at the end of June when she was on a break from a long-term romantic partnership, and she was kind of trying to process all of this stuff and started a daily meditation practice and was writing songs. And this song in particular that I'm going to play is about a lot of those kind of the same things that AJ was talking about in terms of, like, things are hard and you have to do the hard work to make them better. So yeah, let's listen to it.
You set out on your own, set motion to a rolling stone. A day, a week, a month, and then you made your way back home again. You won't let go, you won't let go of my line. You won't let go, you won't let go of my line. You've done your work and tried your best to fill the void of loneliness. Polish that old stepping stone and take it with you where you go. You won't let go of my line. You won't let go.
another winner.
Yeah, I like them a lot. I asked Cara Beth Satellino about this song, and what she said was, quote, "Sometimes life is hard, and personal growth is hard, and it seems easier to walk away than to face certain challenges. This song is about the things that keep calling you back. It's about the undeniable gut feelings that you must follow, even when it's the more difficult choice."
That's great. And I like the surprise of the saxophone. I didn't see that coming.
Oh, yep. Lovely.
So, Lindsay, you have one more?
Yes,
we're
one
all just
more.
Doing two.
All right, just two. So hopefully this is also a winner. I guess I'll keep things in the singer-songwriter vein. This is a gentleman named Jordan Moser. He's out of Texas, and this song is called The Devil.
I don't know any of these.
This is great. I love when we can bring surprises to Bob. That's always awesome. A shock.
So you take me back as I am, not as you'd like me to be. The past made nothing, oh, but it gets so heavy. I may be blind, but I'm full of penetrating vision. Radiate forever like the first radio transmission. I gathered all my holiness for you. Wouldn't let none of my devil shine. Stars, and they hide their faces behind the pretty moon. Celestial bodies never align. I am the dream. How am I gonna know where your hand's gonna be on a night so dark?
Bird chirps, or am I imagining that?
That, you
know,
could
be in my head. Hang on a second.
Okay. Oh.
There they are.
Beautiful.
Nice. And you were going to say.
Well, I was going to say, you. I guess now it's confirmed, fact check, you did indeed hear bird chirps, but you also heard Molly Birch, who's another Austin artist that we've covered.
Oh,
she's
wow.
on this record. And Jordan Moser, this is so fascinating to me. He's been recording and releasing music for 10 years. That's a decade on his own. But he's also a retired professional ballet dancer.
Wow.
Yeah, so he danced with Ballet Austin for over a decade. And he now works with them doing, like, film production stuff. So I just have so much respect for someone who's, like, just so interdisciplinary. This is his first record with Keeled Scales. It is called Long Night, and it'll be out on July 26th.
really happy for that. And the birds.
And the birds.
I'm taking us out.
All right.
I haven't stumped anybody, but I'll hopefully please you all, because you know Joan Shelley.
Yes. We do.
Joan Shelley, she's a singer and a songwriter from Kentucky, but she reminds me so much of the great voices I knew and grew up on from England in the 60s. The great Sandy Denny is the one that probably, a name that when you hear Joan, see or read or hear about Joan Shelley, often that name will pop up for good reason, too, because she's got the depth of songwriting and also that incredible range of voice and a great storyteller. Coming Down for You is the name of the song that I'm going to play for you. Joan wrote and told me that this song came to me, she said, when I was in motion and I couldn't write it down. I was thinking of the rhythm of animals, birds, of work and travel, the rhythm of someone riding into chaos to bring a loved one back out again.
Oh, wow, yeah, that's beautiful.
It is. Wow. I feel when I hear that like a rescue, but
yeah,
right. However you want to take it. So we're going to go out on this Joan Shelley tune. And the song also features Bonnie Prince Billy, Nathan Salzberg, who's been her guitar companion for a long time, and James Eckington. Mm-hmm. It was recorded in Iceland.
Wow.
Take care, all. In harmony. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
I'm coming down for you to where you fall into. I'm coming down for you as you always knew I would. No one taught you to pull in. When danger was near, all your tender parts exposed out there in the clear. But when you come down hard, as you always do, I'm saving part of me just to come down for you. I'm coming down for you to where you fall into. I'm coming down for you as you are. Scorched lungs, you call to me. Sound the echo straight through. Up the canyons and the valleys, I'll call back to you. I'm coming down for you to where you fall. I'm coming down for you as you are.